Journalist Judy Muller was a correspondent for ABC News when the Los Angeles riots erupted. In fact, the videotaped beating of Rodney King was the first big story she covered for the network. She was then assigned to cover the aftermath of the trial of the four officers.
It was terrifying. When we reported the acquittals of the officers, we were worried about the reaction in the city. But we had no idea it would blow up quite the way it did, and so quickly. Within hours, the city was burning. People were looting. It soon went beyond just reaction to the King verdict and into all-out looting by all kinds of people who had no reaction at all to the verdict. It was just Dodge City mayhem, no law. The police were afraid to go in and control the situation. So things went from bad to worse very quickly.
Mueller says that there could be more unrest in the city.
What worries me is that today, many of the same conditions exist in this city. The poverty, the joblessness, the kinds of things that make people who have nothing unafraid to take to the streets to show on happy they are. It just takes the right trigger. And, I really worry that we say, oh, that was 16 years ago. But the truth is the city is still in so much trouble in so many ways. And we're not paying attention to it. And we don't pay attention until something bad happens.
Community activist Earl Ofari Hutchinson says that unemployment is still a problem in South Los Angeles. But the LAPD has made important strides towards building a better relationship with inner city communities.
We've seen that in the 16 years since the Rodney King beating and the LA riots, there have been a number of very important changes within the Los Angeles Police Department in terms of use of force, good community outreach, the number of minorities and women that have certainly been hired and promoted within the LAPD, and a sense of transparency and accountability being the watchwords within the LAPD. That's a good thing that wasn't there 16 years ago.
Hutchinson says that tension between the African-American community and the police department still exists, but community outreach by the city and the police will help prevent future riots. Sonata Lee, Annenberg Radio News.